Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Come for another hour of conversation. Monday is upon us. First of November. Novembre en français. First day of the second to last month of 2021. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, guess what? I've got it down to a science. How many days do you think we have until Christmas?
Oh, boy.
64.
Nope.
Well, 65 till Christmas Eve.
Nope. Too high.
Oh, no, that's the end of the new year. I read that it's 55, I think. Something
almost
like that.
Close. One more. Come on.
It's your birthday week. 54? That's true. 55? 50.
Keep going.
More important, what are you doing for your birthday?
56 days until Christmas.
How do you figure that out?
How do you figure it out? Mm-hmm. You take how many days there are from this day until Christmas.
56, huh? All right.
Yeah. You come up with a number. Very good. Yes, it is. Frederick Douglass gave us something to think about for the day. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. So one would wonder how much struggling there was at the G2 over the weekend, reaching a compromise on carbon neutrality. And who's using coal and who isn't? Were the Chinese invited to this? The Chinese are the biggest users of coal. They're the biggest people, biggest group, biggest country in terms of carbon, what is pollution, I guess, probably the best word to wrap around it, right? I didn't see the Chinese were there. 20 different countries were there. The Chinese had to have been there. I'm looking at the list of
I don't think they were. Yeah, because Biden mentioned them, Russia, and Saudi Arabia in terms of them not doing their part with climate change. So I don't think they
the
were
the Saudis
there.
Are good friends, the Saudis? They didn't do their part? Wow. Hold on a second. I'm
too busy killing and maiming.
All right, speaking of that, hold on a second. Okay, got that.
You good?
Damn it, I missed it.
I feel like we need the Jeopardy theme song.
Is this Squid Game on the radio? Like, what is this?
Is he trying to get this to do, or
he's trying to kill a fly?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so what's our takeaway from the... Is this just more hot air, speaking of hot air? Or is there something to this? And is it necessary? Yeah, I think it is. There are a lot of examples of what's going on. It gets to be a little annoying. I don't know if annoying is the right word. It's a little much. There's so much talk about this.
Because it's that important.
Well, it is. Where's
pressing.
The action? I love to have talk,
I think if
but action.
I think the piece that is missing is that until you pressure, and it's great to always mention Russia, and I think that's fantastic if he wants to, but until you mention China and India and have them on board.
Make them do it. Yeah.
That's right. We're all going to be spinning our wheels, and for what? Because you have to have everybody on board to really make something work. So everybody in Germany and France and the United States can do okay, and that's fine. But, you know, China, India continue to pollute away, and that's going to be a problem.
India is actually even worse than China is.
It's horrible.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, so, it's got to have some teeth to it. Meanwhile, Greta Thunberg was there and created quite a stir. What is this a media creation? Young teenager, described as a climate activist, seems nice enough. But what's the passion around her and the focus on her? For me, it seems the mob was there, all trying to support her, excited. It's like she was a rock star.
A younger generation, she is. She's only 18, and to younger kids, my friends' kids who are like, 8, 9, 10 years old, like, they all know Greta, and they watch her videos, and they're learning about how to save the environment. I mean, she's not talking about anything that's, you know, not doable, especially for a young following. Like, my friend's little boy is 8, and he says no straw because he learned that from no plastic mm-hmm. straws from Greta. So, you know, to
so why
have
the rest of us
learned
that?
She's,
I don't know.
Warren Epstein said this last week, adults can't be changed. Kids are the way that you have to focus on. You know, and I think that's really true. Adults just don't want, very few adults really want to change and adapt. Sometimes you do.
Well, so sometimes better than none. When do I not want to change? Evidence do you see of me not changing that is intelligent? I mean, there's a lot of faddy stuff that I'm not going to go along with because I think it's a fad. To a point, so here's a young girl who's 17, 18 years old, says don't use straws. And that is a message that gets across. I suppose if there anybody that gets the message across is good. The rock star status is just a news media thing. But not using straws, I'm on board with that to the point when I'm in a restaurant, somebody brings me a straw, I say, here, thank you, take it back. Maybe what should I do? If I throw it away and don't use it, it still goes into the same hole.
You should probably scream and set it on fire. I think that would be.
Okay, maybe I'll do that.
Or, I mean, you know, or
the candle on the table, I'll do that, Jennifer. Thank
right, but you can also
set it on fire.
Sure, or, you know, you can leave a comment online in a suggestion box, which I've done many times, and it's worked. And restaurants have changed. When customers say, hey, enough with the plastic, then restaurants change what they do, and bars change, and they don't give you a stirring straw in every cocktail, which is ridiculous, and no one needs it. So, yeah, I mean, you can enact change very easily.
Well, it's important for us to change if there is a good reason for it, and that's a good reason. There are some things that aren't. It's, you know, you look down the road and say, okay, what's going to happen? I think last week we were talking about what happens in 14 trillion years. The universe disappears. Well, maybe we don't worry about that. What happens in just 14 years to the environment, to the planet, to our lives? Our lives have changed so much in the past less than 2 years, more so than my life has changed in the course of all the years that I've been alive. And I dare say for the three of you, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, your life has changed as well. Everybody's life seems to have changed a great deal because of something that was avoidable. In fact, there seems to be, I saw something over the weekend, maybe the three of you did as well, some sort of study or somebody's looking into where the virus came from. And there was still some question in people's mind. Well, we don't know really where. Well, what a waste of time and energy. And maybe they pull some of the oxygen out of the room in a conversation. But it just is so obvious what's happened here. And yet there still will be people that are, well, it's not really the Chinese. You can't really prove that. I mean, are you that dull that that's what you really think? And so what have we, our lives have changed. Us, the collective, the world community, for the most part, but are there places where lives haven't changed? I suppose you can find some place in the Himalayas where people haven't changed very much, monasteries and stuff, but other than that, our lives have been changed.
Pretty sure Australia would tell you their life has changed, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
They check in every 15 minutes to make sure they're locked up indoors. I mean, everybody, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, look, yeah. The only thing that's consistent in life is change, sadly. From someone who doesn't really like it all that much, it's true. It's all that you can really count on is that things are always changing. You just have to figure out, like a wave, how to adapt to all of it.
Yeah, that's true. The UN said,
forget how things were beforehand. Think about before September 11th. You used to actually be able to go through security without a ticket, be at the gate waiting for your loved ones
to
come
in
on flight. Leave your shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are these just natural occurrences? Imagine life in America before the Civil War. Imagine life on the planet before the Nazis. And, you know, can you go on and on and on? I suppose with each generation there's something different. This is a war. I don't see any way around the description. It is that we are at war with China in a way that is not typical of how people go to war or have gone to war. And then you think to yourself, well, why do we have to have wars? Why can't people just get along? Why does this company want to eat up that company? Why does this country want to eat up that country? What's in it for them? And you dig around and you think, oh, power, control. You go back to the Roman Empire. Go back to the British Empire. What's in it for them? And, you know, you can struggle a lot by trying to come up with an answer. Why do we have this virus? And why? Okay, so, Jennifer, Los Angeles is going to pay these families from the Kobe Bryant crash, the photos. Two families are going to get $1.5 million. Is it a piece? I guess it is. Why is L.A. County going to pay this? Because they were first responders.
The sheriff's department is run by the county, not L.A. City. So L.A. County is in charge of the sheriff's department.
And what happened to these guys that took the pictures? Did they get fired?
Yeah, most of them did, actually.
Mm-hmm. And that's all. That's the only punishment. They get fired. They go find new jobs.
What else can you do to them? Yeah, I mean, you can't, put them in.
Well, they should have criminal charges.
Why don't they get some money out of them?
But what they did was not criminal. It was civil. I mean, think about this. You have to think about what the crime was. The crime was that some sheriffs took a picture of a crime scene and then showed it around in a bar to their colleagues, which I'm pretty sure probably, if we want to be real, happens probably more often than we think with gruesome crashes and things because...
Right, but how is that not illegal?
Well, it's not an ongoing investigation? Here's the thing. You have to also be empathetic to what they're going through. Every single day, first responders see people who are mangled and who are broken up, and it's got to take a human toll on you. So to survive that, I'm sure that this is the kind of behavior that first responders need to employ a bit in their minds, where they have to separate themselves from the real humanity of everything, because every single day they see something that's awful, and they have to respond to stuff that's awful that probably you and I couldn't imagine. So you've got that going on.
But do they take pictures
every day? On one side.
And do
I would imagine
show
that
them
they
around?
Probably do. I don't know. But because we know it's Kobe Bryant, it becomes something that we hear about more. Now, the only thing that I think is probably where they crossed a line is if they did take those pictures to TMZ. Somebody says that they did and TMZ turned them down. That may be something that you could prove. But otherwise, this is a civil trial. And, you know, as far as what you could put those people in jail for, probably nothing. So you lose your job and you have to pay out. I mean, that's kind of the punishment in a situation like this. It's not like they went and manipulated or tampered with evidence at a crime scene or something like that, which would constitute criminal charges. So I think it's just what's possible. And pretty much getting hit with that much money and losing your job is probably the maximum that's going to happen to these guys, I would think.
No, still pretty disgusting, actually. 18 after the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're calling for a little more glam and a lot more deals. A little more glitter and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more lips and lashes and a lot more bonus points. A little more togetherness and lots of love. And we've made shopping a little easier with a lot more options. Now you can buy online and pick up the very same day. Celebrate more beauty deals this holiday season. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour here on this Monday, the DJV program, Doug, Jan, Victoria, and Jay, with the notable trending items that focus on people, and interestingly enough, it's all about COVID today, at least a lot of it is, so we'll talk about where we are with that after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so Jay, looking around here at some of the things that are trending, it's interesting that pretty much at least the introductory material here is who has COVID. When we think the numbers are going down, and we think that they are going down, there's still, it's not like, okay, we don't have to worry about this anymore, because there still are people exposed. Now, do the people that we're looking at, like Bon Jovi and Kardashian, have they had their shots? Have they been, Bon Jovi is on a tour, isn't he?
It was a concert event in Florida. And the thing is, so everybody that we're about to talk about, they are all vaccinated. But so in John Bon Jovi's situation, he didn't know he had COVID. He was completely feeling fine. There was no inkling he might have COVID. The only reason he was tested was because the venue was one of those venues where you had to show proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test. So the crowd was
even the star.
Yeah, everybody. So even, like, the crowd was gathered at the venue when the positive test came in. So it wasn't like a day before or something. This was kind of happening in real time. And then Khloe Kardashian and her daughter, True, have COVID. They started having a couple symptoms, but for the most part are feeling fine. This is the second time Khloe Kardashian has COVID. The first time was kind of unknown exactly when, but it was last October that she revealed
they all
had
it,
recently
didn't they?
Recovered. Yeah. Pretty much almost all of the Jenners did. And she said that before her vaccine, it was like a really bad case. She was vomiting, shaking, headache, hot and cold flashes. This time, she's feeling pretty fine. Again, vaccinated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tested positive for COVID yesterday. So she's not going, so she didn't fly to Rome with President Biden like she was originally planning for the G20 summit. She said that the last time she was even around him was on Tuesday. They were 6 feet apart. They both had masks on, and she was being tested and had multiple negative tests before a positive actually came in because somebody in her household got COVID.
So what is? Let's go back to Bon Jovi for a second. What is the crowd told, and how did they react when they're all sitting and see? Well, sorry, this is canceled. See you all later. How did they do?
Well, it was there were other performers. So
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't.
I thought it was just a John Bon Jovi show.
Yeah, me too.
That's pretty disappointing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Could you imagine? Especially for, I always feel bad for people who travel. Like when, not Coachella, I'm sorry, Bonnaroo, that's in Middle Tennessee. When that got canceled, it was a couple days before. So it's a whole week-long thing where most things start kind of on Wednesday, really get into it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And people had already traveled in, got their hotels, and a lot of people didn't have hotels because there's campgrounds and they stay in tents. And so they're already there, just kind of stranded. Hey, the whole thing's canceled.
Yep. Tough stuff. Still something to be concerned about. 28 after, this is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen has completed its inaugural entry in the Rebel Rally with driver Mercedes Lilienthal and navigator Emily Winslow running the modified Volkswagen ID.4 Pro electric SUV through 8 days of off-road competition. Lilienthal said the ID.4's driving dynamics and easy maneuverability made the SUV a pleasure to pilot. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden sought to reverse key policies of former President Trump during this weekend's summit of the Group of 20. Biden lifted steel and aluminum tariffs enacted by Trump that was good for American producers, but had caused friction between the United States and the European Union. Talks included preventing Iran from securing a nuclear weapon, and Biden forged an agreement with other countries aimed at making corporations pay more in taxes. As leaders agreed the climate crisis must be addressed, China has announced it will continue to build more coal-powered power plants for at least another decade. For the first time, the Supreme Court will hear lawsuits against the Texas heartbeat law, which makes abortions illegal after a heartbeat is detected. Linda McLean, a professor of law at Boston University, tells CBSN what to expect.
To challenge an unconstitutional law that prevents women from getting access to abortion after 6 weeks.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the Biden administration is allowing unvaccinated illegal immigrants into the United States, they are placing these folks in communities throughout America. Now, with the vaccine mandate by President Biden, Americans across the country are losing their livelihoods. Dozens of firehouses in New York City are forced to close because of the layoffs. One Colorado teacher is speaking up and says this is bad for education. Benjamin Helgeson on Fox News.
They informed me that despite the religious exemption, my presence would cause an undue hardship and that myself and my colleagues would be placed on unpaid leave through the remainder of the year and beyond. You remember when, I don't know if your viewers have seen Clark W. Griswold, when he got his letter from his boss about being in the Jelly of the Month Club. You know, it was like a bang over the head and a punch in the face, quite honestly. And beyond that, gut-wrenching and surprising because we actually took all the steps necessary in order to be granted our exemption, so it was a surprise in the worst way.
The school district has told teachers not to talk to other teachers or students.
That's a million-dollar question. Honestly, we didn't do anything wrong, so there was no reason to be punished that way. And basically, I'm at a loss for why they would have said that. Yeah. And in response, we did file a suit basically saying that that was discriminating against our freedom of speech rights.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's the Dougster at 34 after the hour on Monday, presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, with the good news and the bad news. All right, ladies, which do you want first, good news or bad news?
Good news. Why do you make us choose?
I know.
It's always good news.
Why not? Oh.
I would like to make it say the bad news, because then there's never any good news.
I feel like
let's go with Jay.
The conversation around the good news goes so long that we never get to the bad news.
All right, let's try the good news then today. Let's mix it up.
Good news first. We have, one of the slogans that I have carried with me over the years, by the way, is that we on this program help to make your life better and more fun. So, those of you who work at Starbucks and Costco, maybe you're setting the tone, setting the stage for the New World Order, because Starbucks has announced it's raising its minimum wage across the country to $15 an hour. Certainly not the first ones to do that. They will enact these pay raises in the summer of next year. They say, quote, it's the most significant or one of the most significant investments in its partners. Huh?
Well, they call the employees partners.
Partners? Really? Yeah. Do they get a check from the stock The value that they get stock.
I doubt it, but that's what they like to call them.
Partners, yeah. That's a bunch of baloney. Anyway, the pay hike will recognize and reward tenured staff. Hourly employees will earn an average of $17 an hour. The range, by the way, is $15 to $23 an hour for baristas. So what does it cost for a cup of coffee at Starbucks these days? Still $7-$8 for black water?
Make it 10 now.
Depends what you get.
I've never spent $8, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just buy something and I get a venti.
Yeah, some drinks are closer to like 6 or 7, but I don't know. That's always for the fancier stuff.
So where did this song Black Water come from? Isn't that about coffee? Remember that song, oh, black water, Mississippi? Who's the, Phil, see if you can find that song.
I know the song. I didn't know that it was about coffee, though.
Yeah, that's all coffee is black
water.
Keep on rolling. Is that what it is? Yeah.
No, it's called Black Water, but that's just the next line. Keep on rolling.
Yeah.
Who sings that?
We're working on that.
Oh, Doobie Brothers.
Is it the Doobies? Yeah, that's right, too. Yeah, it is the Doobie Brothers. Yep, right. Okay, so anyway, that's Starbucks. Now let's move to Costco, also raising its minimum starting wage, $17 an hour. This is the company raising, let's see, last year about this time was $16 an hour. In 2019, their starting pay was $15 an hour. So what does this do to the cost of buying things at Costco? Those of you who go there, I go there once in a while to buy stuff. I make up for lost time, though, because you go in to buy something for $40 and end up spending $400. That seems to be pretty much the way things go there.
And you leave with, like, a giant tub of cheese doodles that you don't need.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yes, people all fall for that.
Yeah, right. Well, it's good psychologically. They understand the management ownership of Costco, understands psychology. So Costco says the move is spurred on by the need to keep their pay competitive. So is this a result of the problems that we have all experienced because people running businesses don't seem to be able to find good help? Certainly, $15 an hour is more than you would average if you're sitting home doing nothing but collecting. All right? Wasn't that $300 a week? What does that figure out to?
Well, that was the extra $300, but that wasn't exactly everything people are making. That was an extra $300. So your unemployment, I think, is dependent on what they paid you at your last job.
Oh, it is. Okay. Don't know. I've never been on unemployment, so I don't even know how it works. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you pay into it. I was on it. And you pay into it, and, you know, you max out. So
how do you pay into it? Like through a tax on your
paycheck? It's taken out of your paycheck every week or every 2 weeks.
Yeah, your employer and your the employee pay into it. Employers pay into it, too.
Huh.
So, yeah.
But the max that you can, I've never known anyone to get more than $400 a week, and when I got it, it was like 410, and I was at the highest level, so it's really...
It sounds like Social Security.
You can't live on it.
Social Security either. For the most part, it's a help, but it doesn't...
That's why they added the extra $300, because, you know, if you're the breadwinner in the family and you lose your job and you're trying to survive on $1,600 a month, I mean, most people can't even... That's why people couldn't pay their rent. It was either eat or pay their rent or pay their mortgage.
Oof. All right, well, so see, we turned that into bad news. Here we go. The no-fly list, according to Mayor Pete or Secretary Pete, ought to include unruly passengers. And there's something to be said for that. There's more and more violence on planes.
Stories, it's like every day.
Yeah.
I mean, the flight attendants were getting their teeth knocked out. One woman had multiple bones in her face broken by an unruly passenger who wouldn't put on his mask. And then everyone's drunk. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know you fly first class, so like you're away from it, but I wouldn't want to fly anywhere right now if I had to deal with all these animals. It's just awful. Hmm. I can't even imagine being a flight attendant and having to deal with this every day.
So would the best punishment be to make everybody take the bus?
Well, yeah, if you're on a no-fly list, then sure. That'll scare people straight.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Are there problems on buses? That's a question. Or on trains like this?
I mean, I feel like if you're on a bus, that's like a whole different problem. But I don't know if it's, you know, it doesn't seem to be. At least we don't hear about it the way that we do with air travel.
No, so that's why I wonder, is it just the fact that it's more glamorous or somehow or other it seems to be more of a focus when you get on a plane?
I think there are plenty of problems on buses. I read this story a couple of years ago in Los Angeles about people who take the regular, just the MTA, so the buses. We're not talking about, like, that would go cross-country. These are the ones who go around the metropolitan area.
Yeah.
And on that, I was stunned. I always refer back to this because it was stunning. But one in five people who get on those buses, one in five women who get on those buses and just go around Los Angeles, are somehow sexually harassed or abused. So yeah. Either they become victimized by someone's inappropriate touching, comments, whatever it is, people showing things, sitting too close. There are one in five of the female population that gets on a bus in L.A., has something, is victimized. So, yeah, I think stuff happens on buses all the time. We just don't hear about it.
And maybe trains as well. Trains, you can have it was romantic when I was a kid growing up. It was great romance to take the train to go out and see my grandparents in Illinois. It was really quite the trip. It was something really special. Now, I don't know if it's that special, but it is better than the bus. And I'm a guy who was in the bus business and for 13 years ran the largest bus company in eastern Massachusetts, and I'm trying to remember some of the things that we did have, whether it was school buses, the local transit buses, the cross-country buses, the intercity buses. Biggest problem I had was people stealing people who worked for me. To steal that. No, and the buses, the breakdowns and stuff, I don't know. It was never a focus on the passengers, or they were never seemingly much of a problem. Speaking of the airlines, American had a tough
weekend. Before we move on, though, and this is a huge story because I think it's a top story of people who couldn't get anywhere, but I think there should be some kind of review process. I think the people who knock out a flight attendant's teeth should be put on the list, but if there's mm-hmm. someone who's getting given lip about a flight attendant who's a bit overbearing, who wants them to put, like, their two-year-old in a mask,
who decides
and a two-year-old
this?
Won't handle the mask. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think in some cases it's appropriate depending on the level of violence.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a permanent lifetime ban. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So American this weekend had a bad time of it because the weather was bad in Texas. They also had a shortage of flight attendants in Dallas as well. So they canceled 800 flights yesterday. That's pretty unusual. And then they scrapped 800 or 900 on Friday and Saturday as well. The high winds. What happens when you can't get the plane? Gets into an airport, has an hour and 15 minutes, get everybody off, clean the plane up, get everybody on, and get going. And so when you tighten up the schedule like that to get another flight or two a day out of a plane, then you run into it when there's a weather problem. That's why in the wintertime and in the summer when there's really colossal thunderstorm activity or that sort of thing, especially in the middle of the country, and Americans' two biggest hubs are in the middle of the country, Chicago and Dallas.
Well, it's also labor shortages. And
that's
the big
a problem.
Headline today is that they're not sure how the holidays are going to fare because they've already got pilots who have walked off the job. They have so when you mix two problems like the weather and the labor shortages in, you've got really significant stuff. There's the headline on Drudge Report, and Drudge is no longer a conservative bastion, says labor shortages loom for holidays, help wanted, pilots. So they're
looking now all the airlines are adding or bringing the staff back. I know somebody last week on the plane said to me that bringing back a couple of thousand flight attendants. As a matter of fact, they're going to some of the flight attendants. My sister, who's 70, will be 77 in January, got a call from Delta. She was retired and got a great package. And a friend of mine that lives in L.A., same thing. His wife works and basically just did international out of LAX. They've asked them, do you want to come back to work?
Yeah, they're trying to, I guess, even despite, like, the contract, whatever set up in the contract rules for the flight attendants, they said that they're forcing employees to pick up extra shifts. And the Pilots Association spokesperson came out and he said, it's not that complicated. He said, management is failing to connect crews with the airplanes. After Mother Nature generates a storm, then management creates several days of follow-up storms. And then you add in the shortage of some employees and this becomes a major problem. You're looking at 100,000 people who were impacted on Sunday, 80,000 who were inconvenienced on Saturday. That's a lot of people, especially when you're thinking Thanksgiving and Christmas are coming up.
Yeah, but you don't do this. It's not on. They lose money, so they're doing it to be difficult with their crews. they have a mandate now, and whether they're living up to it or not. Southwest said they weren't going to make all of the people, even though the state of, how was it, the state of Texas said you had to get a shot? I forgot now all that piece together, but American and Southwest
it wasn't Texas.
Quarters in Texas. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see how all this shakes out. Yeah, with me, I'm on a plane pretty much every weekend now until the end of the year, and I don't want to be sitting around because most of the stuff that I do is tight, and, you know, you can end up spending a day in an airport.
Well, you fly American, too, don't you? This would be a real impact for you.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens this weekend. So, good news, bad news. We were talking in our latest podcast, which is a reflection on some of the other good news, bad news, the focus on the Surfside condominium collapse in Miami and what has happened there, all of the buildings if you're in Florida. I think this ought to be the case across the country. I don't think I said this when we were talking about it before for the podcast, but it ought to be that these buildings are all, especially coastal buildings, wherever they are, should be subject to more scrutiny for whatever the reason. Anyway, there's that, and we talked about Tom Hanks talking with these people on the beach at Santa Monica who were newlyweds. It's kind of a cool story. A lot of good stories. There are always good stories every single day. Keep up with them and us if you listen to the full program you like to all day, every day. It's at djvshow.com, along with our podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Tomorrow is election day in a lot of locales around the country. If you are ready to make a decision, even though some of the choices, like in Virginia, are not great, better to go vote. And even if you don't vote for the particular individual, vote for other things and other people. Get yourself out there and vote, V-O-T-E, 10 before the hour.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's Monday's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, and Victoria Kinn is here with me, Doug Steffen, to automatically disable motion smoothing. Sounds like taking a ride on a boat in the harbor. All right, so what's going on here with television sets?
So LG, in their 2020 and 2021 4K and 8K TVs, can now actually turn on filmmaker mode automatically when you're watching content from Amazon's Prime Video streaming service. So
what does that mean? What does that mean?
So here's some background. So Filmmaker Mode was launched in 2019 as a way to turn off the picture processing features like motion smoothing and image sharpening, which is what the soap opera effect is. And a lot of filmmakers and actors, Tom Cruise has been very vocal about this. He's done PSAs with other directors saying that this is not how the movie was intended to be seen, and that this soap opera effect is ruining how the filmmaker really wants you to see the film. And it is really annoying. Like, you'll notice when, you know, if you're watching an action sequence on your TV and there's sort of like a blurriness to it, it smooths it out so you're not seeing any pixelation. It just kind of gives it a halo effect. Some people like it for older movies because it really does make them pop. However, for newer movies that don't need any help or need any, you know, advanced settings, it really is distracting. And a lot of people have, you know, one of the most popular Google searches is how to turn this off. And so LG is saying if you buy one of the 2020 or 2021 TVs, that automatically the TV will know when you're watching a movie on Amazon Prime, and it automatically switches it off.
So is that good or bad?
It's great. great.
Technology.
No, it's great because you don't have to worry about how to figure out how to go through all the TV settings, which I did because I have an LG TV that's like a 2018, and it wasn't automatic. So I had to go all through a tutorial to figure out how to turn it off. And it's been pretty controversial. So now LG back at the CES, which was, you know, all virtual in 2020, they said that they were going to start offering this option because so many customers had said that this blurring effect in action movies was just so distracting, and they weren't happy with it. And so now if you have an older LG TV, you can still turn off that setting, the motion smoothing and the image sharpening. You can turn it off, but again, you know, you're going to have to grab a YouTube tutorial to go through, because I went through it for hours and it was a mess. So it's not easy to do. I eventually was able to do it, and you'll see a big difference, I think, especially when you're watching sports, if a shot pans to the crowd too much or too quickly and your TV can't keep up, it just kind of blurs it all out. So filmmaker mode is something that a lot of people are pressing for. So that's going to happen now. If you buy a 2020 or 2021 LG TV, you don't have to actually mess with the settings. It's going to do it automatically.
Got it. Okay. In a moment, we're going to discuss a new text chat feature right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, Victoria. What's this new text chat thing?
So this is a service that's now being provided by USA Today, and they are, you know, the reason for it is because, as we all know, we live in the age of misinformation, whether it's coronavirus, climate change, TikTok trends, Facebook memes, we're just inundated with trying to figure out what's truthful and what isn't. And so USA Today has unveiled a new service for digital subscribers. Digital subscribers are, I think it's about like $4 a month. It's really reasonable. And so with that, you actually now get an SMS text chain that allows subscribers to connect to the USA Today fact-checking team. And this is a team of experienced reporters who are considered to be experts in their field. And so if you've seen a meme and you want some clarification, you see something weird on Facebook, you see a story that maybe doesn't add up, all you have to do is text into this thread, and they will tell you what is real and what is fake.
No fakers allowed here. This is the DJV program. Thanks, Victoria. Doug Steffen and the gang at 59 past the hour on Monday.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.